AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He locked the captain out of the cockpit and flew a passenger plane into a mountain in France. Now, prosecutors say German co-pilot Andreas Lubitz had apparently been suicidal years before this and had seen a psychotherapist. A spokesman for investigators in Dusseldorf says Lubitz apparently didn't tell anyone what he was about to do.
There still is no evidence that the co-pilot told before that he'll do what we have to assume was done.
He says so far they don't have a motive. We are hearing that one person is dead after an attempt to crash a gate at the NSA headquarters at Fort Meade near Baltimore. Apparently one other person's been injured. We don't have any other details. The jury in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev has been shown a close-up photo of him standing just feet behind an 8-year-old boy who was killed in the explosions that day. It's a hoax. Turkish Airlines diverted a plane to Morocco after a report that there was a threatening note in the plane's bathroom. Now they're saying the whole thing was a hoax. The passengers got back on the airplane and are continuing on to Brazil. After a public outcry, Indiana's Republican lawmakers say they're working on adding language to a new state law to make it clear it doesn't allow discrimination against gays and lesbians.
To the extent that we need to clarify through legislative action that this law does not and will not be allowed to discriminate against anyone, we plan to do just that.
Indiana Senate President Pro Tem David Long earlier this morning. This is AP Radio News. British police are investigating a death threat against the head of the BBC. Our Ed Donahue's got this story.
Tony Hall fired the host of the BBC program Top Gear, Jeremy Clarkson, over an assault on a colleague.
Physical violence accompanied by prolonged verbal abuse has crossed the line.
The Metropolitan Police say detectives were investigating an allegation of threats to kill made in an email. When Clarkson was suspended after the incident, fans signed a petition which was delivered to the BBC in a tank. Prime Minister David Cameron called Clarkson a friend and a huge talent. Top Gear has an estimated worldwide audience of 350 million. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks are sharply higher in early trading on Wall Street as investors welcome encouraging economic data on consumer spending. The market also got a lift from a report suggesting the recovery in the Eurozone is gaining some traction. The Dow's up 262 points. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.